Welcome to The Hitch, week 7.
Hi.
Hi.
It is sort of day 44.
Sort of. This is the recording for day 44,
yes.
But it's happening on day 45
it's
in the morning.
In the morning. Yeah.
There was a bit of drama.
There was some
last
drama.
Last night.
Sadly.
Yeah. Not good drama.
No. It was supposed to be good drama.
Yeah.
I was going out to see a friend's book reading, the book that I attempted to buy a few times on the road, but fell short of finding a bookstore.
Right.
He turned out, by pure coincidence, he was on his Denver leg of his book tour last
night.
Why
didn't you mention who it is?
My friend Chuck Wendig.
There you go.
And for his book Wanderers.
Yep.
And so I went to the reading. It was great. And then we grabbed a drink afterwards. And then I was like, hey, you know what? I can get you back to your hotel. I've got my car. And so we walked back to the car and got in the car. And then I was like, oh, that's weird. The rearview mirror, the driver's side mirror is folded back.
Right. But
and
sometimes people do that when they park close to you or whatever.
And so I folded it back open, and there was no mirror in there.
No mirror. And so the actual physical holder part is there.
Right. The casing is fine.
But the actual mirror.
Yeah. The electronics. So our mirror has a left turn signal embedded below the mirror, not in the mirror, but in the casing. And that signal works.
Luckily.
The actual motor drive that adjusts the mirror worked. But the mirror was gone.
So weird. I didn't realize that was a thing that people stole.
Apparently it's a thing that people steal.
Until last night.
Yeah. I posted about it on Twitter and someone was like, that happened to my brother last week. And someone else was like, that happened to me a year ago. And then I looked it up. I don't totally understand. I read a thing that said luxury car mirrors get stolen because there are a bunch of electronics in them and they are expensive to replace.
Right.
But
they left the electronics,
this
right?
is a mirror. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't imagine it was worth the trouble, although maybe they come out
easily. I think maybe it wasn't a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
And thankfully, they did a very clean job of it.
I know. Thankfully, they didn't. They don't seem to have trashed the electronics, so that's good.
No, there are still,
because
it's a heated mirror, and so there are two wires that should be plugged into the back of the mirror. They still have their terminals attached and things. So,
but
driving around without a driver's side mirror is one, illegal.
Two,
very scary,
dangerous. Because there are a lot of blind spots.
Yeah.
Well, and the other thing is...
We're towing today.
Yeah, we're towing today. We're moving up to St. Vrain State Park, which is only about an hour away, but we're driving through Denver to get there. So it's and it seems like almost all of Denver highways are under construction right now.
Yeah.
So it's there's a lot of lane changes. There's abrupt, lanes ending. All the kind of nightmare scenarios. You came home last night... And it was pretty late. I was already in bed, and you were like, "Oh, I have to tell you something." And at first I was like, "Oh, that sucks." And then I was get sunk in, and I'm like, "We literally cannot tow without that, because there's only so much head out the windowing you can do, and it's already really hard to see when you're towing."
Yeah.
So anyway, you did some work.
Well, so I talked to a friend of mine. My friend Dylan is a car guy last night.
And
thankfully, he was awake because it was pretty late by the time I got back. And he was like, okay, if what you're describing is true, it's really not that big a deal to replace it. You need to order a replacement mirror. Mm-hmm. Here's a link to it.
It's nice having friends who know about
this thing. And then I was like, well, the problem is we got to move, you know? And he was like, okay, well, you should just, an auto parts store is going to sell some kind of cheap, temporary mirror, grab that.
Mm-hmm.
That should at least get you where you need to go. So I got up early, headed over to O'Reilly Auto Parts, which was the closest auto parts place, because I didn't want to get a ticket on the drive.
Or
so
getting an accident.
Yeah. I was more worried about the ticket than the accident, honestly. Got there without a problem. The replacement mirror is literally a thin sheet of plastic that you cut with scissors to fit. And then you stick in with tape. It's not the best thing in the world. I also got a little concave or convex mirror that you stick in the corner of it. And that actually works a lot better than what the replacement was. And then also bought a plastic clip-on attachment mirror as well, just so we've got plenty of bad options. driving back, the main problem is this little thin plastic vibrates, so it's hard, and it's sort of funhouse like.
Yeah, I'm not super looking forward to it, but it's, you know,
it's definitely going to make us what will already be a stressful tow more stressful.
If we were driving on the interstate out in a more rural area, I wouldn't actually worry much at all, because
there's less traffic.
Well, and also there's less like abrupt lane endings and things like that. But Denver, you know, right now it's kind of insane. There's so much building going on, there's so much construction.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people and everyone's driving. So, you know, not super looking forward to it, but we're going to take, we're not going straight up through the middle. We're trying to avoid some of the construction we already know about. Who knows what's waiting for us on the other route we've picked, but we picked a slightly longer route that goes along the west side by the foothills, and hopefully we'll avoid a lot of this.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll handle it one way or another, just like we always do, but it's not like the relaxing drive.
No,
and
certainly of all of the possible things, like, we weren't sideswiped.
Right.
It's not like the car has to go to a body shop. Yeah. You know, it is an annoyance.
Yeah.
And it is definitely not the best, but but it is, I mean, it's one of those things, like, you have a car in the world, and bad things can happen to it, and thankfully...
Right. I mean, we're lucky in that we're unlucky in the sense that we have to tow today, so that's kind of stressful. We're very lucky in the sense that we're in a place that we're here for a while. I was thinking, if this happened on one of our overnights in the middle of nowhere, we would have to change our schedule, stay someplace long enough to get the part.
Yeah.
Here, you know, we can use this temporary one. We've just got to get it. We only have to drive about an hour. Then we can, you know, unhitch, and we can drive the car around and just be extra careful.
Yeah.
And you've already ordered the replacement part.
Yeah, and
part,
we're shipping it to your
shipping
sister's
it to my
house,
sister's so. House. So, like, those are the kinds of things, like, if we were truly on the road, like, away from everyone we know, which is most places we've been, we would have trouble. Like, I don't even know exactly how you do that.
I mean, thankfully, these kind of auto parts stores are everywhere. At least the temporary fix.
And
I mean, the main thing to me is, like, even if we were somewhere, like, had this happened when we were in Carlsbad, say.
Yeah.
You know, we'd go, okay, well, we'll ship it to your sister's house.
Right.
We'll go to the, AutoZone in Alamosa or whatever.
Yeah.
But that's was still 4 hours of towing with a janky, vibrate-y sheet of plastic.
Yeah.
This is thankfully a short tow.
Yeah.
Still sucks. And was definitely a capper to what had been a real decent day.
Yeah.
And a real fun night for me.
It was nice.
But yeah, that's how it works sometimes.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to you
later today.
Technically, tonight. All right. Bye.
Season 2 of The Hitch was recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer, by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard, while living on the road for 64 days in the summer of 2019. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at TinCanEvangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. If you like The Hitch, please tell your friends about it, and also rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. And we'll see you on the road.